Robert Bender is the commissioner for District 4, Escambia County, also the beach. He has been our one of our go-to guys to talk about bridges and traffic and all this. Robert, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Morning, Andrew. Thank you for having me. I think on that last one, it's not you. It's, you know, it's me.
Yeah, that's right. The phone ring.
Right?
That's right. It's not the dog or the spouse. It's me. So you had texted me something that I thought was interesting because I know we get on FDOT sometimes about being slow to respond, but when Ian Satter yesterday tells me they're looking at all the options and they're taking suggestions, I mean, they apparently took my idea for reversible lanes, three laning, all that kind of stuff. I mean, they're considering anything, but you say they've even got something we hadn't been thinking about.
So I traversed the bridge yesterday morning, probably a little after 9.
This is Garçon Point. This is Garçon Point you're talking
Garçon
about.
The Garçon Point, yes. And, of course, northbound, they were doing the same thing it sounds like they're doing today. They were diverting traffic to relieve congestion at the Avalon Boulevard area.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but going southbound, it was backed up all the way to the hump. You know, and I think, of course, having three lanes is a great idea, but at some point you're still going to have to go to a two-lane road.
Right.
So if there's a way that we can do it three ways, I've been focusing on the intersections. So at 98 and also at I-10, making sure that on Friday that FHP was out there helping to try to direct traffic when the light was out. And so I've talked to Senator Broxson. And also with Austin Mount, with our Emerald Coast Regional Planning Council, about ways that we can do other things. So as he told me, everything is still on the table. I have been pushing that we make this detour as less painful as possible. And that means we could do things like adding a lighted intersection at the north side of I-10 and Avalon Boulevard.
Instead of it just being a turn lane.
Not just the turn lane, but there's only a lighted intersection on the south side of the intersection,
not one
on the north side.
Right.
And then adding asphalt somewhere, making it a double turn lane, something like that. The other thing I would stress, though, is that if people that are east of the Garçon Point Bridge, it may be better for you to go up 87 and avoid this area because there are a lot of people that are stuck in Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Beach, Tiger Point, all those areas in between, that this is their only way. And so, of course, anything you can do to alleviate, and it may be quicker to go.
We've been telling them that for 2 days. Take 87 if you can. That's going to be faster, and it'll alleviate traffic for everybody else. The one thing, hey, I did get a note in this morning that you may want to be aware of, that the timing on the light at the Garçon Point Road off of 98 is apparently on the just old system, you know, and it has not accommodated the new traffic pattern. So just, you know, in addition to having FHP directing, maybe getting that light, that signal timed a little bit better would be a key improvement as well.
And that was something I asked about. But when I was turning on to 98 yesterday, there were still a ton of cars going westbound beyond the Garçon Point turn. And again, this was about 9:30. Not as many cars that were actually turning to go up towards the bridge. So it'll take some adjusting.
Yeah.
And of course there was a long line of cars trying to turn left, from Gulf Breeze, to go towards the bridge. I will say I was out on a boat yesterday inspecting the Bob Sykes Bridge. We also went over to the Quiet Water Pier, which is heavily damaged. I would have to have the engineer actually tell me about the ferry landing. But we had plans to expand that as part of the ferry coming. And so we were very close to being able to do that. And so we may have already even applied for permits. So I'm trying to expedite that building process. And hopefully we can have that as a landing area. You know, we're heading into what we normally defer as the off season.
Yeah.
And so we could use maybe parts of Casino Beach parking lot as a parking area, because that's one thing you have to think about with a ferry is where does everybody park?
Yeah.
And
landing on the beach to drive over to Gulf Breeze, maybe, or also, you know, somewhere on Gulf Breeze. The problem is the normal place you'd land on Gulf Breeze is not available right now because the parks are all occupied by the Skanska equipment. So, all right. Well, Commissioner Bender, that is all helpful information. Thank you for the call this morning. And it is encouraging to know that FDOT is really trying to be creative and think outside the box.